Welcome back to Between Takes with Opal Entertainment. I'm Ian Driscoll.
And I'm Olivia O'Neill.
And today, we are joined in the studio by our very dear friends.
We the Least.
We are going to... Come on.
We the Least.
We're going to discuss the origins of the band's name.
We're going to talk about a couple silly what-ifs.
And we'll talk about the writing process and some of their musical inspirations. All that and more this week on...
Between Takes.
People, and I'm reading these emails and I'm just like bouncing. You know how like you bounce when you're trying to laugh quietly?
Yeah,
it was great. It was pretty great.
Superfluous.
It's such a good word.
That's a $15 word right there.
Yeah, at least.
It's a 15, at least.
I saw it at Target for 28 though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was on sale earlier.
Okay.
All right, we're rolling.
So,
oh my gosh, we're going.
Everything you say will make it out to the world.
Oh, no.
So you will be held liable.
Oh, man.
Shoot.
So who'd you guys vote for in the last
personally.
Thanks for coming on the show, guys. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Are you guys there's snacks and everything. So
yes,
I suppose maybe we should have grabbed those before we buckle ourselves in with microphones and
that's
stuff.
Okay.
I'll reach it.
They don't have long arms.
Do you want the cheese and crackers?
No, that's okay. I'm okay.
All right, we'll make sure you grab some before you go.
Yeah.
So we met you guys at the well.
Yes.
Just wanted to keep you guys updated on how our origins.
Yes. Thank you for reminding
us. I didn't need a reminder.
The history.
Yeah, you guys are so important. You're like, I don't know, some schmuck ass has to come into their living room. So we'll figure it out. We know them at some point.
Yeah.
But since meeting you at the well, we met a bunch of other artists as well. And you guys are joining us this fall for our house show tour, which we're announcing here for the first time.
So excited. Oh,
so, folks, if you're listeners at home, if you're in the Nashville area this fall, please come out and see some awesome music at house shows. It's going to be a super intimate, chill environment. We're all just hanging out, playing some tunes, hanging out with each other and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for joining that as well.
Yeah.
This is super exciting for us.
Absolutely.
Can we just start with you guys? You can go around individually. You can... hand it off to whoever, but just kind of give us a brief origin story for how We the Least came to be, and who y'all are and all that.
Oh man, how do we sum this up?
Yeah, so do we want to do names first, and then I can give a little bit
background.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I am Nathaniel.
I'm
Nathaniel.
I'm Nathaniel.
I'm Michaela. We are siblings, Nathaniel and I.
Yep.
I am the oldest. People think that he's older than me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's true. I'm Noah.
Okay.
Nothing else to say. Also, he's also a sibling. And I'm Dell, not a sibling.
Yeah.
With anyone?
I have two sisters, one older, one younger.
Yeah.
So you are a sibling.
I am a sibling. I'm the bologna in the sandwich.
They have their own
with this sandwich.
Yeah, we just don't talk about his family.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing going on. I can make something up. No, I'm just kidding.
Cool. So yeah, if you guys, now that we know y'all, just kind of tell us, how did... Again, individually or collectively, how did the band come to be and how did y'all get into music and where you are today? As short as you want or as long as you want.
Yeah. So we, Michaela and I, have been playing music together for a long time.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while.
Yeah. as soon as I was born, I actually met Michaela.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. It was destiny.
Your life was changed.
Yes.
Forever.
But we grew up doing music together, but then Dell kind of came to the scene because we were in band and choir with him in high school. And our band director needed somebody to play at our local festival in town. And so he asked me, Dell, Michaela, and then this other guy who we don't talk to anymore. I mean, he was great. No hard feelings.
We just don't do
music with him anymore.
Right.
But anyway, asked all four of us to play at the festival. So we were actually an 80s rock cover band when we started
out. Well, we tried. We were not too good.
Well, I mean.
Videos from the past. Really reveal.
Oh,
yeah.
But we thought we were good, and that's what matters.
The crowd enjoyed it, whether we were a 10 out of 10 or a 4.5 out of 10. You know.
Is this 80s, like, Take on Me and
yes, that we did part of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, like cool. Van Halen, Bon Jovi.
Okay.
All that kind of
stuff. It's like if you were to turn on, like, 80s classic radio.
Okay.
Those would be the songs.
So my mom probably would have enjoyed listening to
you. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And then... But I feel like we, Nathaniel and I, have written songs since we were little. Mm-hmm. Just Christian songs, whatever, cheesy songs. But our dad, we grew up with our dad being in a band, and he wrote his own songs. So we were like, hey, we can do it too. So we kind of always wrote our own songs. I feel like you did too, Del, right? Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. And then we like would just have random jam sessions without our fourth band member because we would just hang out, whatever. And then we just kind of started like writing songs and we're like, hey, we should do this.
Yeah.
We should hang out forever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how we said it.
Yes. Yes. And how old were you all at this point? You're still in high school?
So we, when we started doing our own stuff,
I was in college.
Officially, yeah.
Like a freshman, maybe.
Our first album release was 2019.
2019. Yep.
So May, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Officially, We the Least, 2019. Yeah. So college.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was our graduating year, college.
So that's the story.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Can you give us a quick? How and when did y'all come up with the band name? Was that like a, as you were finishing the album, you were like, or what was the origin of the name?
Do you want to tell that one band?
Yeah, I can. I could. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
go for it.
we write Christian stuff. We write family friendly stuff. In general, whether it's secular or Christian, but. So kind of the vibe that we were going for was just like, yeah, we're just that one band. That one song by that one band.
Because isn't that funny? Like, it's to be funny. Like, we're going to see that one band.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, it's actually that's the name of the band.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We thought it was really funny, clever. And so we...
Oh, you guys were actually on board with that idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was an actual idea.
That was
to
our
the
name.
Point
okay.
where, like...
Yeah.
We released our first album under that one band.
Facebook page and everything, too.
Facebook page.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't think we had Instagram page yet.
No,
but,
no.
Well, the way the program that we use to release our music works, it's somehow linked the songs that we just released under that one band with another band's name that was also that one band, which... The other
explicit.
That one band, the other band, we'll call it that other band, was an explicit heavy metal rock band.
Yeah.
And so imagine hearing songs,
about
Jesus and
yeah.
how great his grace and love is for us, and then immediately the next song is just F-bombs on F-bombs.
But we waited for weeks for our music to release because Nathaniel's like, yeah, it's coming this week. And it like never like came. And then I got a message one day from one of my friends and he goes, is this your band? And we looked and it was this like explicit group.
Yeah.
And we're like,
So,
yeah.
So we had to, we deleted all this stuff. We got their listeners up.
No,
Spotify.
Legit. Their monthly listeners went up.
Pretty funny.
Really?
Which is unfortunate because that was not our music. But.
That's too bad.
And so then we changed their name. We kind of scrambled around. We're like, how about We the Least? So we came up with that. Long story short, Facebook didn't let us change the name, the whole name at once. I don't know if you've ever tried to change your page. You have to change one word at a time.
Yeah, it like, wouldn't answer our request.
No. And so, like, we had to contact Facebook representatives. So for like a week, we were that one least.
and there was one fan that absolutely loved it.
And you're like, oh, we
she
love
was
that
like,
new
love
name.
The new
like,
name. We're like,
no,
that's
no,
not
just
the
wait
name.
Wait for the two new words.
But the
when the two new words come in,
the funniest thing was though, Del called me the one day and he goes, "Well, I tried to change our name. Now it says that one least, and it gave me a notification. Don't worry, we've notified all 2,000 of your followers about the name change." And I was crying because I'm like, that one least, like, what?
That's so funny.
So,
we were
always a hot mess.
We won least.
Yep.
And then finally, We the Least. Yes. But we like to joke and call ourselves re-released because we had to re-release.
Yeah, we had to re-release our stuff.
Anyway, that's the name origin. Well, besides, it We the Least comes from John 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
He must become greater, I must become less. Just kind of this idea that any music, any sort of music or product or whatever we kind of come up with, we want to give God the glory for it. Thank him for the gifts and talents and people that he's helped us come across with. All of it just kind of goes back to him.
That's cool. That's a good attitude.
Just kind of turn this ridiculous story into like a serious
redemption.
But seriously, it's John 3:30. I don't like to
that
joke
one
about
least
it.
Is from John 3:30.
Yeah.
That one least.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. You know, that kind of, you know, those bands, I mean, sure you guys have done this as well, when you're like releasing singles and stuff, and then over the course of a year or something like that, then it's like recompiled as the album. So was it kind of similar with the band change, where it's like that one least and you're like, just wait, there's gonna be a brand new update. You guys are gonna be stoked.
Yeah.
And you just slowly transitioned into a brand new band.
Right. Yeah, we had to keep our listeners like on their toes. I think it worked.
That's fun. So what are you, your music's awesome. I think I've told you that off mic before.
Thank
you.
So kind.
But you guys are super, super cool.
We listened to it when we came home from the open mic that one night. We met you guys. We were so excited.
Yeah.
Aww.
I felt bad because we met a bunch of other artists and I didn't listen to their stuff until like a week later. You guys are just the first one we typed into, and it was like, I guess I'll just listen to this for a week.
We did the same thing with your guys.
Yeah. We did. No, it was great. It was really great.
Christmas. You have a Christmas album.
We do.
Album.
Yeah, we do. That's
even though it was... When was it, June?
Like May or something? Yeah.
I still listen to it. I'm like, it's never
too rock it out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's fun. Yeah, that was a fun album to make. We made that in like a month.
Mm. Really?
So yeah, fun. That's very in my tiny, tiny bedroom in Rochester.
Mm. That's great.
It was a good time, for sure.
So cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was funny, though. Just a quick side tangent. We were recording that. We started recording it in like October. And it was like 70 degrees outside, and we're singing Chestnuts Roasting. And then finally, like right before we announced the release, we happened to get like a first snow in Minnesota.
Nice.
And so then we filmed just the snow falling and used that as like the teaser to like
announce
it.
So it's
cool.
Worked
cool.
out pretty well.
That
so
is
anyway.
Perfect.
Yeah. What are some of these? Just a bunch of generic questions right off the bat, and then we'll get into more nitty gritty stuff. But like, what are some kind of initial inspirations for you guys musically? Or was there like a particular band or artist or album that made you go, I want to do that? Or was it just kind of, I mean, you described kind of your upbringing was just music was there, so you guys just did it. But was there a particular moment where you said, like, I want to pursue that?
I'm trying to think. I feel like, honestly, like for Nathaniel and I and Noah too, like, just like I said, our dad writing songs and being in a band, and like we would go to his gigs when we were little and they would play at churches and stuff, and we'd be like, oh my gosh, that's our dad.
We're with the band.
We had church that said, I'm with the band. And our parents actually, I'll tell this story. So our parents like forced us to do piano lessons, typical, like, you know, you're 5 years old, you're going to learn how to play the piano.
Right.
And so I would throw fits. I don't know if you did.
I mean, I didn't always enjoy it either, but
Nathaniel's a little more chill than
quite
I am.
Quite as dramatic.
But she would set the timer for 30 minutes and be like, you're going to practice for 30 minutes every night or whatever. And I got so mad. But anyways, my dad would always say, you're going to thank me someday for this. And I would be like, no, as I'm, you know, kicking and screaming. And then like today, like I thank him at gigs for that because it's like truly the greatest gift to be able to play piano. So I think just playing, like being able to play piano, and then, I don't know, artist wise, I feel like we just grew up in the church. So a lot of like worship music, or I was a super chick girl back in middle school.
Yeah.
You need that boy, like a bowling ball dropped on your head. So like very not the vibe of what music we do. So
yeah.
I don't know how that really influenced me, but, but I would say like just mom and dad for our musical, how we got into music, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool. I agree. And even like the classic albums, like Michael W. Smith, his 90s album, great album.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So we were big with him, and then Stephen Curtis Chapman, just kind of all those guys. But
the classic
grandfathers.
Older.
Yeah.
The grandfathers of contemporary
Christian
music.
I think also like the fascination with songwriting. Like we would hear songs and be like, that's so, like, I've just always, like, that's one of the ways I connect with God the most is through music and just being able to think, like, oh, my gosh, I can do this. And then we tried and we're like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like, it's frustrating. But when you, like, finish, you know, you're just like, yes, this is awesome.
Worth
so,
it.
Yeah.
So what is it in a song that makes you go, oh, that's a good song? What if you notice a melody, you notice lyrics? What's the first thing that stands out that draws you in?
Yeah, I think for all of us, we're very lyrically,
for sure.
Lyrically driven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really attracted to really good lyrics, really clever lyrics. But we, you know, we also enjoy our headbangers, hands out the window type of songs too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I would say lyric.
And I think we try to like really focus on that in our music. Just, we don't want to just like write about anything. I mean, sometimes we do, you know, the fun stuff, but we like want to like challenge or like write about something that's like new, I guess, which obviously the radio doesn't always like, they want like, you know, typical lyrics and easy to sing or easy to whatever.
Right.
But we, I would say lyric, lyrically, we try to really focus on that.
Yeah, and just like, how can we say this thing that's been said a million times differently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How can we say it a different way that's never been heard before?
Yeah, for sure.
Which is hard. It's a tough road, but it's good and it's worth it.
I think a lot of songwriters can who are like lyrically driven can kind of fall into the pit of all their music sounding the same and kind of like chill and all that musically. Where lyrically they can be great, but you guys really are able to musically as well keep things fresh and unique while listening through your music. It's kind of a different flavor for each one while still being like a cohesive piece of like a one band, which is pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at complimenting.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Making me blush over here.
There was another thing that you said that made me want to ask another question, but I'll come back to that later if I remember it. Could you hand me that notepad I wrote things down on? Sorry, I suppose I could. Brief pause while we pick up a notepad.
No, I make grocery lists for the store, and then I don't take them with me, so I can relate to that. I feel that.
That's great.
Inspirations. Can you read your handwriting typically?
yes.
Most of the time, I feel like.
Last time we did a show, you wrote the set list on a piece of paper. I cannot read it.
It was also like from your perspective, it was kind of like up behind us kind of thing. So like I turned around and I could see it, but it was like upside down to her. So it was upside down and in my handwriting. Yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. And I just jumped in and she was like, I don't know. Anyway.
That's funny.
Are there other things other than music that inspire you to write things?
Or
coffee. Okay.
Really inspired. Just like
look Dunkin' Duncan.
If I'm sad, just give me a coffee and I'm going to write.
Do you just look at the mug or the
coffee? No, I'm just kidding.
That
was a joke.
Or?
Sorry. That was a serious question. I apologize.
Coffee and steroids.
That's what you really gets me in the writing mood.
I think just reading, like short stories, just at like articles, journals. I'm a history major, love reading. But
Noah's
just like
the
reading
nerd
anything.
Of the group.
Nerd.
Just, that inspires me.
Yeah, no, I would say the same.
Yeah,
actually.
Cool.
I would not. I would say.
You're not too much
that's
of a reader?
Great, though. No, I do like to read. I think, honestly, what inspires me a lot of the times is just like things people say. Mm. Like even the other day, I was watching church online. And he like said something and I was like, oh yeah, that's a good song. And like, you know, I don't know if you guys like keep notes in your, like I constantly am writing down little things. I'm like, that'd be so cool. Or like, you know, this is a little tangent, but you know, when you're like sleeping and you just have this really good song idea and you're like, I need to record this. And you're like, and then you listen the next morning and you're like, that was
what is going
awful.
On?
Right. Why in your head, it's like this bump, dun, dun, dun. You listen back and it's just,
did I have lyrics? Was that like, what melody is that? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyways,
well, one time you recorded it. The cord was plugged into your speakers, and I was like,
yeah. So I do a lot of my brainstorming when I'm driving.
Same.
Because for some reason, my mind can just open up a door and walk in, and it's great. But if I sitting down and trying to crank something out, it's not as easy. But the downside to that is, gotta love technology because my phone, my Bluetooth system. Is like under my console, and there's like a microphone on it. So when it hooks up to the Bluetooth, it hooks up to the microphone just in case you take a call. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time when I'm trying to record like a voice memo when I'm on the highway or on the road or whatever, like I'll press record and then forget that my Bluetooth is on. So it's trying to, the Bluetooth microphone is trying to pick it up. So it'd be like,
I want to put it like that. And this is really important. I want you to And so that's basically what I was thinking.
And then it'll clear up somehow, and then, yeah.
Oh, and that's probably a really good idea, and you're probably super excited to get home and crank it out.
Yeah, because I will not remember.
You've probably written so many hit songs, and we haven't even heard of them. Dang it.
My car knows so many songs.
Oh my gosh.
That I've written. That I don't even know that I've written yet.
Maybe there's a way we can like retrieve a cleaned up version, and there's like two albums worth of stuff ready to go. Just in your car.
Maybe the Bluetooth has like a SIM card or a memory chip in it
iCloud
that I can.
Wait, really quick. side tangent. Can we talk about what your car's name is? Because it's pretty funny.
You named your car?
Yes. So I have an 09.
One of those.
Red 09 Hyundai Sonata. And his name is Frank.
Frank
Sonata.
Sonata.
It's pretty great.
That's pretty good.
My car before was a Nissan, and I would always
Did you name it Liam?
That would have been great. Oh,
I didn't think that. That wow, that was quick.
No, I would say, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Nissan. and then before that, I had a Buick Regal.
Regal.
And Nathaniel said, yeah, that car's a Regal in all 50 states. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Oh, my so, gosh. Yeah.
Anyway. But so yeah, many Frankie, names. He's still he's still kicking.
Frankie Sonata.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He knows a lot of songs that I've written that I don't know that I've written.
Maybe he has a time machine and he's going back in time and he's the actual Frank Sinatra recording them.
That's what I'm Yeah, he stole it all.
He stole it from you. You actually wrote, like, We Small Hours in the Morning. And
Yeah.
I don't know why that was the first Frank Sinatra one.
Isn't that like the
not his biggest
What's that Yesterday Beatles movie that came out?
Oh yeah, I haven't.
I feel like that's the premise kind of the concept.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no,
that's
it is.
Funny.
Yeah. What's the deal with music? That's what I wrote down.
What is the deal with music?
What's like? What is it about music? Like you've kind of said, we've kind of asked the same question over and over. But what is it about? Because I think we all agree. I would assume that like music has a certain has a unique way of like reaching people different than a lot of other forms of art and you know paintings or books or whatever. Why do you think that is? This is a big existential question. I like these kinds of things. So decline to answer if you're over it.
I think it's insane like how there's not even that many notes and like there's just so like not that every song sounds different, you know, there's songs that overlap and whatever and people get sued for stealing things, but, but like, just like how many different songs you can come up with, you know, and like the way that every single person writes so differently with their lyrics and with their, you know, melodies and stuff. Right. So it's just super cool that like, it's not even like there's a bajillion notes, but, just how different people can come up with different things. But I think, I don't know, music is just, it just does something to the soul. I don't know what I'm trying
to
say. Jeff.
Even like the like you can have 10 people sing it 10 different ways.
For
like
sure.
The same song and it's gonna hit 10 different ways as well.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like there's something really magical about how somebody who you've never met, never seen, totally different places in life, how they can write a song that you like absolutely relate to. And you're like, wow. It's like I while he's singing that song, I'm picturing myself in the situation that he just created.
Yeah.
The other thing too is like I've noticed this a lot lately from working just like a 7-to-4 job, just sitting at a computer at a desk for 8 hours. Like you get up, you go to work, you come home, you sleep, you get up, you go to work. And it's just like music for me is like I get to step away from like I know what I'm like.
Right.
The dot, 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 dot. This is what's happening today. And I get to just like let my brain loose. Get like come up with stuff that's actually like mine.
Right.
Instead of just sitting at a computer and clicking away. I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
There's some, I think it's one of the least, I would argue it's the, like the least tangible forms of art where there's like not, I mean, yeah, you can buy a CD, you can buy a vinyl or whatever and have that, but it's still what you're getting out of it isn't that itself. It's something that's kind of more ethereal than that.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Do you guys believe in like, I mean, I think you probably do to an extent. Do you have those moments where you're like, that song wrote itself type thing or, you know, whatever, some people call it the muse or like you're led by the spirit or whatever it may be. Do you have those moments or?
I for sure do. I feel like I've talked a lot though.
Oh,
do you have,
I've
talked a lot. Take it away.
She's hit her capacity for the night.
I mean, no, I have one. I just,
yeah, no, I've had,
a few songs like that. So one song, we wrote one during COVID, during the pandemic, and it was about wanting to take our masks off and actually see people's faces because it's just such a bummer after being in that for so long, like not being able to see people. So
and the song's such a bop.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
He's great at compliments.
Come on. I'm so good. I'm crushing this podcast.
Yes, dude.
He's
crushing. But yeah, so that one came in, I think, 10 minutes. That one just kind of like came out. Once I got the hook in the chorus, I was like, okay, we're doing this. Sat down and just happened. But for most other songs, for me, sometimes it'll be like one section will just come. So like one verse will just be like, there it is. I have no idea what I'm doing for the chorus, but that's the verse. Right. So normally it comes that way, but every once in a while, the whole thing comes. So,
yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, that was good. I was just going to say, thank you so much.
Great job.
Good compliment.
See, I'm good at complimenting too. No, I was going to say, like, for a lot of my songs that are about God, like my song Made You Too, that's on like our new album.
That's another bop.
I truly, like, when I finished the chorus, because I worked on that song for, like, 2 or 3 years, just, like, reflecting on an idea of a quote I saw on Instagram, and I finished it, and I just, like, knew in my soul that it was, like, done. I'm a very, like, perfectionist person. I don't finish a lot of songs because I just, like, want it to be so good, and that's my own issue. But I remember, like, I finished it, and I just, like, started bawling, and I couldn't finish singing the chorus because I knew that it was done, but I don't remember, like, now that I like blacked out, but it's almost like I blacked out. And so sometimes I like to use the term like co-written by God, because like I really do believe like he took my chaotic thoughts and like mess that I was offering up and trying to say, and I really feel like he like just put it together how it was supposed to be, because I'm my brain is like 0 to 100 all the time. But anyways, that was a moment I had where I literally finished and I was like, oh my gosh, like what just happened? Like it's done. What? Yeah. Like, and I really do think that was the Lord, working in that moment. So that's what I thought of when you said that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool how you can, I think I've had this with like people before, but I would imagine it's a little bit more profound to have it with God, where you have all these scrambled ideas and you're like, I know there's something good in here, but I don't quite know how to get it out there.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot with people kind of say like, well, let's take that and let's take that, throw this out.
Totally.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they have this refurbished chorus, which I'm like, there it is. And then we can finish writing the song. But yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So is it typically like you guys all kind of trade off who's singing lead on which songs? Is it like, you wrote all of Made You Too front to back, you wrote all of Mask Off front to back, you wrote all Spoons front to back type thing, and then you just bring it to each other and figure out what you're doing from there?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, we're pretty weird in that sense, I would say, because we don't really do a ton of co-writing. We kind of just each write our own songs, and then the other two will just throw harmonies on top. Or if we're stuck on like a few lines, we'll bounce it off of each other. But
we're starting to change. But
yeah, we want to get better about that now. But in the past, we've just kind of done it ourselves.
Well, that's because our first album, though, we were just like, let's put out an album. And we threw just a bunch of songs that we'd written. Like, we didn't really have like a... You and Nathaniel and I, sorry, I said you, but they can't see. But Nathaniel and I, we used to write songs a lot together when we were younger. I feel like we actually like tried to. Oh,
remember
no,
that
I hate you. I hate you.
For Merry Christmas.
Yes. And I took the time to like
so embarrassing.
Try to learn as many lyrics of these old songs as possible and riffs, like piano riffs. And, like, you know, we'll just be waiting. We're going to dinner or something, and I'll just start playing a riff on the piano. And Michaela will be like, stop.
Because they're the worst songs. I thought you were going to talk
about... Seen it in the movies.
I thought you were going to talk about Merry Christmas to the World.
Oh, yes.
Merry Christmas to the World.
Okay, there's, really quick, really quick. We, Nathaniel and I, wrote this tragic song. It was really awful.
No,
in, like, what, middle school or something?
Yeah.
And the chorus says... Merry Christmas to the world. I don't want to sing it.
From two boys and one girl.
The dumbest thing, okay? But to make matters worse, we recorded a music video, which we posted on the internet, unfortunately. It's not there anymore. But literally, it was like a homemade video camera, like home video. We're like bobbing, like bopping to
the left. All the weird choreographed. Yeah.
It was really
no
awful.
One looks 2 years old.
So was it one of those like all in one take in your living room type thing?
It wasn't.
Or?
No,
it was pretty well edited.
You actually had edited it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mouths were definitely off.
Title screen and ending screen and everything.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And then we went. But here's the thing. I have not seen that in years. Like, we haven't seen that in truly years. Oh, and, like, a few weeks ago, Del goes, oh, look what I found on my phone. And freaking starts showing it to everyone. And I'm like, I don't even have a copy of that. Can we burn your phone, please?
Yeah. Which, how did you even get that? I still don't know how you got
that. Heck if I know. It's just not my phone. I'm never getting rid of it now.
That's so pretty
great.
Oh, man. That's super
really smart. Quick.
Yes.
When we were younger, I forgot about this. When we were probably like elementary school or middle school, the first band we were ever in.
Oh,
maybe we
yes.
should talk about this.
Why?
You can cut this out.
Handle it.
Yeah, you can cut this out. We had this band, like, we were all like, you know, Christian kids, and we had these kids from church, and we were like, oh my gosh, let's call our band Nailed, because Jesus was nailed to the cross. And so for like a year or two, we had this band called Nailed, and we performed at a nursing home. Yeah. And then we realized, our older group member was like, guys, I don't know if this is really a good band name. And we're like,
people might take it the wrong way.
It's a great name. Jesus was nailed to the cross. It's so clever. We had like a sign and everything. Right. Anyways, so we just have a history of...
Just
terrible
bad
ideas.
Band names.
Yeah.
Band
well, I think we finally have it together a little bit. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got all the big like career enders done before college.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
Thought we would get those out of the way.
Yeah. You know,
and now
it's
we're
just,
on the up and up.
Yeah.
Right.
That's super funny. So when going back just a little bit to like the writing process, when you were writing whatever song, do you have like a like when you were writing Spoons, did you have a specific, I'm picturing this sound and this instrumentation type thing, or did you, like, what was the process of that one specifically?
Yeah. So Spoons, there's this band called Lawrence. Not really.
Yes!
You know
Sorry.
Lawrence?
Yes! They are so good. So good.
They're really good.
I've listened to every song that they've ever put out. Unbelievable fan of theirs, because like they just, I don't know, something about their writing and their instrumentation just like gets me pumped.
I actually think shortly after we heard Spoons, I thought his voice kind of reminds me a tiny bit of Marcus Mumford with a little bit of like gruffness, but also a little bit like Clyde Lawrence.
There you go.
I remember thinking that.
Mumford and Sons. And
that's cool.
Which is
yeah.
Keep going.
So I was like, you know what? I want to write an upbeat. You know, song like that. Because I've written a lot of slow stuff. I was like, let's try something.
Hezekiah.
John the Baptist?
Okay, I don't want to go down there. Should I go down that road?
You can.
He just wrote this song in middle school. And
I wrote this song about John the Baptist in middle school. Because obviously everybody has that phase where they write about John the Baptist.
Right.
And
you know, there's like heartbreak, longing,
John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Exactly. God's grace. Methuselah. You know, everybody has their own. But like... It's That's a terrible funny. Song. I'm not. Anyway,
you said,
but Michaela
are you
can.
Elijah?
There we go. But Michaela can never remember which character in the Bible I wrote about. So she just Hezekiah,
Ezekiel,
Jude. But John the Baptist really isn't that far out there. But,
right.
One of my faves by you.
Yeah, it's a
That's
good
funny.
One.
That's super funny.
But anyway, so I came across like a story, I can't remember where, but about like the story of this lady that in her will she said that she wants to be buried with a spoon.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that story before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty popular, not terribly popular, but
it might be one of those urban legends within the church, but
I always thought like this idea of like, wow, this lady, like she knew that something greater than she'll ever know was ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a great idea for a song. And then reading Hebrews 12, like right at the beginning, it talks about how like for the joy set before him, Christ endured the cross. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Like, how insane is that? Like, he knew what was ahead of him,
mm-hmm.
yet he still said, I'm doing this mm-hmm. because I know what's coming after this.
Right.
So kind of while I was listening to Lawrence on my car ride and then hearing the story, just kind of all came mm-hmm. into that song idea of desserts coming soon. So very like I feel like it's not like explicitly Christian,
right?
But it's a lot of it is heavily based off of that Hebrews 12.
That's cool.
And then it kind of became the theme a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, for the for our second album, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was Sunday super best. Fun. I don't know if you guys have seen the music video, but it's pretty dope. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
That was pretty fun.
Took me 3 showers to get all that stuff out of my house.
It was nasty.
For all you listeners, you got to check it out to know why.
Yes, I'm check it out.
Spoon.
Let's just say we got in a sticky situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then there was ants everywhere.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, yeah. So we did it at a church, well, at our home church.
Like Sisters of Parents?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, there were so a lot
Aunt
of ants.
Betsy,
yeah.
My Aunt Kelly was
there. There was at least 100 ants.
And Jennifer came from Florida.
It is so late. I like literally was like what?
She drove all the way from Florida for that Sunday morning service.
She's like, oh my goodness.
Just about any time I make some dumb joke, Del and Noah immediately get it. Yeah, immediately get it and jump on it.
Michaela's like,
and then I go,
like,
and Nathaniel, I think you're just like, hang on, I think that was the joke.
It took me a second, but I did get there eventually.
So good.
Yeah, that was great.
So
good.
I was like, wait, we're talking about ants. What's going on? Okay, that was good. Funny.
And Methuselah.
And Hezekiah.
Anyway, I don't know what we were saying.
Oh, we were just saying that there was ants in the church.
Yeah,
like,
the next
like our mom went to church
all over
like, oh
the fellowship
God.
Hall.
Yeah.
But
nasty.
I think it was worth it.
But we mopped like crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
the
surprising
for
thing.
Hours after.
Yeah.
In the music video, it looks like you just left Noah there to.
Yeah,
clean
yeah,
up.
No, yeah, Noah's so clean.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, let's correct that statement.
He's still
so
there
I had to clean
to this
everything up.
And they went out.
Yes.
And did laser tag.
Yeah, laser tag.
We actually went to Olive Garden after.
Yeah.
And
did.
I don't think, oh, I didn't shower. I kind of washed off. I was still a little sticky,
yeah.
Right?
So you walked
showered.
With like whipped cream and caramel in your hair.
Yeah, it was nasty. I thought we all showered.
I showered. I thought
did
you
I shower?
Shower.
Yeah, I
maybe
thought
I,
we did.
No, I think I did.
Let's
I
keep
still
talking
felt
about
gross.
It until we remember.
So did you shower? Or did you
one time I showered.
I showered once upon a time.
One time that's super fun. I showered. Loofah or no loofah.
That's fun. Do you want to do some of the more existential stuff? Do you guys like existential questions that don't necessarily have answers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you mind if I bring up the
go
classic?
For it. Yeah.
What's your favorite Kenny G album?
Kenny
G. Oh.
Does anyone know a Kenny G album?
No.
Or
you got to know. How, no, I'm just kidding. It doesn't, didn't
he wait, isn't he that saxophone player?
He is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's the soprano sax guy.
Oh,
no,
that's
oh, Careless Whisper.
That's
Kenny
Michael
Rogers.
Something.
That
what's that?
Oh, it's Michael no something. What's that guy's name?
George Michael.
George Michael.
Yeah.
Kenny, I only
Kenny
know
G
that
album.
Kenny G.
Kenny yeah,
G.
No,
Kenny,
no, Kenny G's
G is
good.
One of those guys where I hear him like play stuff that he's not performing, and it's like, yeah, he's a pretty decent jazz saxophonist. And then you hear his recordings, and it's all like elevator music.
Or his
music
videos.
His music videos. Every single one is exactly the same. Of like, I'm gonna stand on a dock and slow motion with the wind blowing
like,
through my hair.
Yeah.
I kind of sway around with the saxophone. And then let's crossfade realistic. To me on top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah.
It ain't broke.
I need to see
don't
these.
Fix
I guess,
it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was
like, got some
whatever,
special
80s, 90s.
I think maybe a Mr. Saxo beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
That's funny. Do you guys like jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, jazz is
jazz
good.
Is
yeah.
Jazzy.
Yeah, that'll do.
Wow,
yeah.
That was good.
Jazzy.
That's deep.
There are people who like... Who know like different genres and eras of jazz? I'm not like one of those guys.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Sorry.
When I first started working with Aiden, that was like all he listened to. So I thought
and
that was a superior, and I didn't know much jazz. It was like 13 or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know much jazz at the time, so yeah. I was like, oh no.
I, was,
I don't know
I
why
feel
I'm
like,
educated.
Yeah. I kind of was internally trying to be like, yeah, jazz is better than everything you're listening to. You said you liked Adele, and internally I was like, sell out?
I remember you asked me what I listened to, and I was like, Adele?
Yeah. And I think that was the era you were listening, you're watching The Voice all the time.
Yeah.
So I knew a lot of like top 40 stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which I was pretentious, I'll say that, when I was like 14, 15. I was pretty pretentious about that. Anyway.
It was funny. Anyway.
But no, Adele's great. I just do want to. At the time, I didn't know much, and then since I have gotten into her, Anyway, what is beauty?
Ooh. What is beauty? Mm.
Beauty.
Beauty. That's, wow.
Hmm. I'm waiting for someone to talk about maybe. Well.
I met a beekeeper once.
What?
Oh, no.
You know where I'm going with this?
Oh, no.
I don't have to go on.
What was in his eye?
The beauty was in the bee, is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, oh got it.
That's a good one. So that was the day I found out what beauty was.
I don't love that.
Good.
It's okay. I love it. That was the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Can you tell the head joke?
No,
no. No.
No.
Sometimes
we won't go into that. Yeah. What is beauty?
Beauty. Oh man. So beauty kind of goes hand in hand with glory to me.
Okay. Mm.
So it's like the public display of something's worth is the way that I think about it. Right. So something's beautiful. You're looking at it, and you're seeing how valuable and awesome that thing is, right?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that I think about it.
Did the beeholder tell you that too?
Yes. That's where I learned it from first.
Man, the beeholder's the wisest guy.
Yeah, he was really smart.
Dell just loves ruining just beautiful
moments. Wait, what do you mean by beautiful moments?
Yeah, what's beauty to
you?
Well,
I thought you guys were going to start making fun of how many pictures I used to make you guys take of me.
Oh, well, we can go into that too.
My Instagram.
That's a whole separate episode.
Yeah, we're going to say some savage.
Nathaniel started limiting me at one point in time. He would say, I'm taking 10 pictures of you, and then I'm
no
going
more than 10.
Back indoors.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know, this is going to be cheesy, but like my song Made You Too, I feel like was like something that I reflected on because I didn't used to have a lot of self-confidence or self-worth or self-value. And so through like writing that song and reflecting on that, I realized like how beautiful I am, like not physically, but just by the fact that God chose to create me and every single person, like you're here, you're breathing, you're alive. Like God had a purpose and a reason for creating you. And that's freaking beautiful.
Yeah.
And, physical beauty is just in our culture, just so, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hyped up.
Yes.
Beauty
like
is
it's
only
just
skin
so,
deep.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just fake and not, you know, authentic, especially with social media and stuff. So, yeah, just the fact that God created us and we're here and we have a purpose. So,
yeah, and I think that even the opportunity to just create music and perform with each other and that God's allowed us to do that is also really beautiful too.
It's a gift,
like we
yeah.
can
yeah.
make connections, build relationships. We're able to do that.
Yeah.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think beauty is?
Well,
was that the question?
This is a question we ask fairly regularly to guests.
Do you?
The biggest thing that I can't is like, is it subjective to the individual or is it like, is there an objective, like this thing is beautiful? Because we've talked about like a forest might be beautiful to someone, but if they're, but then this person who doesn't like being out, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's like you love it to be a billion degrees all the time and I like the winter time. That's something where it's like we can recognize beauty in each other's thing. And that's the thing, when you, Nathaniel, said, like, you didn't exactly say this as mathematically as this, but kind of the more beauty it has, the more glory it has, the more worth it has.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that kind of does bring up, like, what is objective beauty then and what is subjective beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does.
Question.
Which I think does bring it back to the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, not the beholder, but it really does depend on the person for what's beautiful.
Don't hate on George. Come on.
George.
That's his name.
God bless George.
George. George. The beekeeper. Sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a concise way of putting it. I'm typically not satisfied with a short answer. Even if it makes sense, I typically still want to like rant. I'm a synonym guy where it's like say it and then say it four more times differently.
Yeah.
Which we run into trouble when you write songs and like we get three verses in and Liv's like, we already said this twice. And you're just saying it a new way. So let's figure out a new take on that. What are some other good existential ones?
What have we talked about?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh.
Okay, here's one that I actually care about.
No, I don't know.
I mean, the way I've heard it at one point, a sandwich is two individual, like an Oreo is a sandwich. It's two individual units that is encompassing smaller units within it. Mm-hmm. A hot dog fits in with a taco. Is a taco where it is connected still. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So that's a thing.
So a hot dog is a taco.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Never thought about it that way.
Subway serves tacos.
Oh my.
Oh my god. Okay, that's another level.
Oh, that changes things.
Italian BMT taco. Please?
How many holes are in a straw?
Oh. That's a good question.
That's really good.
Thanks.
One. It's just one.
Good at questions. That's one?
Yeah, I think so. It's how many just
one at the beginning and one at the end?
No, I think it's just one long.
Okay.
Hole.
So how many holes are in a cup?
One.
Right? I seriously get like hyped up.
Zero.
That's crazy.
Zero holes?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a hole. It's more of a cavern.
Yes.
Yes.
Like entrance to
because it doesn't have an end to it. Well, not all holes have. No, holes don't have to have an end to it.
A tunnel?
Right.
A
so what is a hole?
Like a doorway.
But yeah, that's the question that we're really
What's
trying to answer.
What's the distinction between a hole and an opening?
What is
a
hole?
Ring just one hole?
Oh. Mm. Mm. Well.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought of this.
Yeah, this is
wow.
These are the thoughts we wrap up with.
This is good.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I'm going to have to chew on that.
Yeah. Well, don't chew on the straw.
Chew on that straw.
Yeah, don't chew on the straw.
Wow. Unless it's bamboo, I hear that's good for your teeth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Good fiber.
Yeah.
Good fiber.
Okay.
Hot dish or casserole?
It depends. It's tater tot hot dish, but it's green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Don't know if I agree. That's
charcuterie board or Lunchable?
See?
Adult if you put a lid on a charcuterie board, isn't that just a Lunchable?
But how many holes does it have?
Yeah.
Well, three. If
and
you
is
get
it
the
beautiful?
Pizza one.
Is it a stick? Though?
Yeah.
Is it a stick?
I'm very confused.
is this a stick? Oh, camp games.
That was fun. Yeah.
What was the original question?
I don't remember. I think it's what is beauty.
What is a hole?
What is beauty, but then also the straw, right?
How many holes
does it have? Two holes.
That's
wow.
That's good.
Where can people find you?
You can find us on
309. I'm just kidding.
We're on Facebook and Instagram for socials. Yeah. And then our music is on Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Napster,
Limelight,
24/7.
If you're in Europe,
what's
you
that?
Are.
You're on Limelight 24/7?
Everyone's just going to be lying.
DistroKid Premium?
Yes.
All of the random ones that no one uses.
Yeah.
We're on
that's
all
the
of those.
Thing. I remember one person, a band. Do you guys know the band The Other Favorites?
Mm-mm.
Okay. They're like this folk duo. But one that's of them, as when they put out their last album, they were like, yeah, it's, you know, it's out everywhere today or whatever. But I remember one of the members specifically like harping on it's on TuneCore, and if you're like a big audiophile like me, you'll know like TuneCore has better quality or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking like, dog, no one's on TuneCore. You're the only one there. TuneCore.
Yeah.
TuneCore is the distributing service. It was another one like that. It was like Deezer or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Deezer.
Yeah.
Deezer. That's the one I was just because it was such a dumb name.
Yeah, it's weird. And I think it's big
Deezer
in Europe.
They wrote.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even big.
Don't we have a
States.
Few fans in on Deezer?
I think we have two or three.
Some in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Australia. Australia. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, Deezer's pretty random.
That is.
That would be like a good name for a dog, I feel like.
Deezer.
Come here, Deezer.
Deezer chewed up the couch again.
For a while, I've had a dream to have a dog sled team, and I think I'm going to name them all after obscure streaming services.
Napster.
Come here, Napster. Deezer.
24/7.
Shazam, come here.
That's super funny. All right. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Folks, again, if you're in the Nashville area, come see us. We the Least, as their headlining show, is on September 3rd, Saturday, starting 7 p.m. Super, super stoked, and then they'll be back a couple more times throughout the fall. So, yeah, look forward to that, and we'll see you all next time for a brand new episode of
Between Takes.
Oh,
at least a 12.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
At least,
yeah.
They were really nice.